We will begin with our pastoral prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Eternal God, reveal to us, like you did to the disciples, your incredible creative power within our lives. Teach us this day that all things are possible for you. Surprise us with your grace and power, so hearts sing your praise and we are willing to tell the world that you, O God, are our hope in Jesus the Christ. Fill us with joy as we lift to you all the prayers of our hearts, with the secret fears, the secret hopes, the secrets we carry. We especially pray for our loved ones. Keep them in health, keep them in safety and comfort, O God, and keep them in your care. We pray for our healthcare workers who risk their own safety for our health. Be with them. Bless them for their ministration to us, or their ministry to us. Our emergency responders who risk their own safety to help us when we need it the most. We pray for those who have lost their jobs and are struggling with their finances. O Lord our God, wrap them in the mantle of your love, that they may know your grace in this time. For business owners, we pray for them in our midst who may have lost their businesses and cannot work at this time, and for all their salaried workers. We pray for ourselves who may feel constrained or emotionally distressed by this time and era, and for any who need to know your love for them in this hurting world. We also lift to you those who need comfort as they mourn their loved ones. Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who would remind us of your promises, that nothing in life or in death, things present nor things to come, nor angels or demons within our lives, nor anything in all of creation can ever separate us from your incredible love in Christ Jesus our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.